This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a measure that will become law even though it was not signed by the executive branch.
To verify eligibility requirements for our citizens that are receiving public assistance.
Senate Bill 607 is one of three Senate proposals that was allowed to take effect without the governor's signature. It will become law on August 28th. When the bill was first discussed in the Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee on January 12th, sponsor, Senator David Sater of Cassville, told the panel other states are doing what this measure would allow.
What we've seen in the state of Illinois and Pennsylvania, they have used a private contractor to do an audit on who is eligible for their public assistance programs and who is not. We have had problems in the state of Missouri of not being able to accurately determine who is eligible and who is not. I think Illinois is saving millions of dollars.
He adds most of the provisions of his proposal were enacted last year, but they're not currently defined in state statute.
You know, having a private contractor with better data sources than what we have right now is important. This language passed in Senate Bill 556. We also authorized it in the budget to do it. It will save the state money and it will make us more efficient. All this bill would do would be to codify it in a statute.
During committee discussion, Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City pointed out some of the eligibility requirements for public assistance can be challenging for some.
Somehow, because of that difference, he has two Social Security numbers. They tie into one. But those mistakes happen, and I just hope that this language does not create another hindrance to people who legitimately have problems with either the spelling of their names on birth certificates or if they have multiple Social Security numbers.
She also says she wants her concerns addressed.
I would be looking for some language in here to allow for individuals to make sure he had proper documentation. So I just wanted to raise that concern that there are mistakes that good people have made, good people are having to deal with.
Senate Bill 607 saw most of the changes made to the original proposal come from the Missouri House of Representatives. Missouri senators gave their final approval to the measure on May 12th. The other two measures that will become law without the governor's signature are Senate Bills 613 and 700, which allow fire protection associations to apply for state grants to cover the association's workers' compensation premiums. Most new laws will take effect on August 28th. Altogether, 115 bills were signed and 23 were vetoed by the executive branch. The annual veto session will start on September 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see which bills were signed and which measures were vetoed by the governor by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.